phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and I hope you all had a great weekend. It's a great Monday. Big bike weekend. Hey, I'm joined today by the never-ending group, the never-ending series of outstanding producers. Today I'm joined by Aaron, and Aaron is not just a producer. Aaron is my boss. So is that great or what? Good morning, boss.
Good morning.
I can't say a word except just how happy I am, and I just know it's going to be perfect, as usual.
Oh, now the pressure's on. Okay. Now the pressure's on. Thanks, Carl.
Now, my last producer fell off his chair trying to answer phones and then got into a fight over the phone with my guest. I mean, this was great. Kelly and Mr. Strong Bear were trading barbs. I saw a thumb going to somebody's eye. They were rolling around. There were, it was like, almost like Custer's Last Stand.
Sounds like good radio.
It was. We loved it. People loved it. Anyway, okay, the other person I'm joined by, of course, is my beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. I am the other person, aren't I?
You are the other person. You're as perfect as she is.
Well, you know what? Great talk radio, I think, is when you push people's buttons.
Well, there were some buttons being pushed, and some buttons gotten pushed around here so much over the subject we've been talking about lately. You know, then the economy, the bailout, the Congressman Herger being on, who took a little flamethrower, and then we had, of course, Jeff Morris was on, and he got flamed a few times by people that were wanting to pin him down on things. We've got people that think that Sarah Palin walks on water, and others that think she should be submerged in the water. I mean, we get all kinds here.
Well, have you ever experienced in your voting history in life such volatility?
No, I haven't. And I tell you what, the anger, even John McCain, who tried to calm down the crowd the other day, who are just enraged at this point, he was booed by his own crowd when he said, hey, look, Senator Obama is a decent man. Boo.
He's trying to fight a gentleman's fight. Speaking of McCain.
Well, I mean, people argue with that.
Well, okay. But speaking of McCain, I just wanted to bring to the foreground here that he is going to be on Letterman Thursday. Now, you'll remember he was scheduled before.
Yeah.
And he didn't show up, and Letterman just slaughtered him.
Yeah, whacked him a few times.
So now he's going to be on Thursday night, so you might want to catch that, because, boy, talk about being down to nickels and dimes.
Well, it's getting closer. And, you know, the thing is, too, is that we go back again. You know, I go back to fairness. And this is one thing that really, really rips me, is that the lack of fairness in the media. It's one thing to talk about the other person, and it's another to just continuously talk favorably about one candidate and unfavorably about another. And you're supposed to be like a news organization or a newspaper. You should be like, what was it, Newsweek. Newsweek published a picture of Sarah Palin that was horrible. And yet they've published one of Obama that had like a halo behind his head. I mean, come on, people. I mean, at some point, there should be some fairness. And I think that this year will go down as being the time that the media really tanked. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, who had to actually take two of their name anchors off the election because they were so biased for Obama.
It's almost as if it's getting so old that it's yesterday's news.
Well, it's not yesterday's news yet, but I tell you what, the thing is that we talk about the economy. We talk about what's going on. You know, sometimes we lose sight of some of the things that we're doing around here. Anyway, hey, look, we've got a big show today. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including your utility company who likes to give money to propositions. This is Carl Bott on Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our phone lines here are 221-1402. Join us today. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And as I've said many, many times, I have no control over the show. Nope, I have no control, because this is your show. This is North State's show. I'm just a conduit. And I have a lot of things to say today, but guess what? Phone lines are up. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Your turn.
Hey, I just had a comment to say that on Obama, how can someone who calls himself a Christian vote for Obama knowing his stances on partial birth, abortions, let alone abortion? And I just wanted the Christians out there who call themselves Christians to ponder about that.
Now, from what I understand is that he voted against a bill that would allow children who are babies that have gone through an abortion and lived, and he voted against providing them medical attention. And nothing I've seen says that that's not true.
Well, from what I understand, and not to say that I'm glued to the TV set watching Hannity and Combs, but I caught that partial, or the segment rather, on that lady who was attempted to be aborted by her mother through a saline injection and actually lived.
Wow.
And then went on to basically be a voice out there stating that Obama had voted four times to allow doctors to have, through a botched abortion,
to kill her,
legally murder that little baby.
Right. I remember seeing that too. That's for sure.
And I wanted to say that Pelosi about 2 weeks ago came out and stated that she studied, okay, the abortion, as it relates to the Catholic Church, only to be slammed or slapped down by the Catholic Church on her views.
Yeah, I think what Nancy Pelosi said, from what I understand, is that there is some ambiguity in what the Catholic Church was saying, and the Catholic Church came out the next day and said, hey, there's no doubt in how we feel about abortion, Ms. Pelosi, and you were wrong.
Exactly. And you know, it's just, it's ironic to see someone with a bumper sticker, spouting Christianity, and then Obama on the other side of the bumper. And I just wanted to say, think about this. Think who you're voting for. I mean, and that's all.
Okay, well, Bill.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, well, Bill, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your phone call.
You bet.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning. On a much happier note.
Okay.
Well, good morning to one of my favorite students. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, Mr. Callahan.
Oh.
What's this? We have favoritism here?
Callahan.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And thank you very much, Linda, for such a fine show.
Were you there?
Week ago. Oh, yes. And thank you. I know those wonderful shows do not happen by accident. So for all those hours of practice and making sure the arrangements were right for the individuals and so on. Thank you. It was a wonderful show.
Well, thank you so much. You have warmed my heart today.
And the MC, well, maybe I would give him a B. What do you think, Aaron?
Your mentor said that I only get a B today.
No, oh, I did. I just give the MC on the show.
Oh, the MC on the show.
And apparently this is a wonderful romance and just a recent marriage. So maybe sometime heart to heart over the air, you could explain how you two met and how this came about. But anyway, I'll sign off. And thanks again very much, Linda, for just a wonderful show.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Now, Aaron, this is your mentor?
My freshman in high school English teacher.
Oh.
One of my favorite teachers.
That was just 3 years ago, right?
How do you spell his name again?
Hollihan. Now you're quizzing me.
Irishman.
He was one of the best teachers. I still remember having to go up on the board and write 50-word sentences that were not run-on sentences. And still to this day, I say I can run on forever, but it's not a run-on sentence because of Mr. Hollihan.
You know, don't you love how a great teacher can really empower? That's empowerment.
You know, back then, it was tough, and we saw him as a tough teacher, but love him now, and he really helped me, and that's part of the reason I'm here.
Well, I tell you, that's the thing is sometimes you don't realize what's good for you.
And probably many of you don't know, but at this point, I don't know if Carl is going to like, look, give me the eye. But Carl is going to Simpson College right now to get his second teaching credential, and he's substituting around the Reading area. Loves it. He's been at Oasis, Enterprise, been all over the place. And it's fun to hear him come home and talk about his experiences with his students. And I don't know. I just think that teachers are unsung heroes.
Well, they are. You know, when I... Again, you know, we start talking about heroes, that, and we talk about people that make literally millions of dollars. And you have teachers that are in there putting it on the line every day. I mean, not their lives, but the impact they have on people. Look at what Aaron just said. She said, you know, I didn't realize it back then, but just how good he was. And you don't notice those things, that these teachers are putting it out every day. You know, and as a substitute, you know, I usually don't talk about that because, you know, when people find out about it, they probably will pull their kids from the schools that I'm in. But the big thing is that they do mean so much. Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break here on Free Fire Radio. I haven't even gotten to the spots, and the phone lines are filled up again. This is Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Side.
Reading Record Searchlight.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I was just thinking it was funny. You had old Gary Holohan's voice on the phone, and he was my teacher way back in the Stone Age compared to Aaron there.
It sounds like Gary is still getting around and getting around well.
Well, the amazing thing is, you know, is I'm not sure that I got it so much when I was in his class. You know, we studied Shakespeare and we did theater in the round. But, you know, one of the funniest things, we started studying satire. And back then, All in the Family was the big show on TV, and that was our homework on Tuesday night.
Oh, wow. Okay, Daniel, what you need?
Well, I just was calling because I heard that. I made the comment. Oh. And I just wanted to say he truly ended up being one of my heroes also.
Well, that's great. You know what? That's super, Daniel, for you to call and say that. And, you know, in satire is something that some people misunderstand, you know, that there's humor, you know, associated with it a lot of times. And sometimes it goes over the top.
Exactly
it
true.
Stops being satire and becomes personal attacks.
There you go.
Well, there's a very fine line between comedy and tragedy.
Well, certainly there is, and sometimes, you know, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, I've told some jokes before that were tragic. Okay, Daniel, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Okay. You know, I can't help it. All my jokes became tragic. I heard one the other day, but I can't tell it. Okay, here's my thing. Okay, emails. How many of you all are getting emails from your friends, either for Obama or for McCain, and they're sending you stuff? Well, I have gotten so many emails. You can't believe it. From people that, you know, sends me the stuff that, McCain is a horrible person. He did this and this and this and this. Oh, and if you don't believe it, you can check Snopes.com, you know. So I check Snopes, and Snopes says it's not true. So obviously the person sending it to me doesn't check Snopes to see if it's true. It's the same thing with McCain. So this is what I send back to all my friends. Hey, I really love you guys. However, don't send me anything else about, and I said, fill in the blank, because I don't care. I really don't care, because so much out there is just trash. And I just, you know, and after you get 10 or 15 of these a day from people saying how bad one is or the other, and most of it that comes across isn't true. So I just have gotten to the point where, you know, I do my own research. I read my own things. So thanks a lot for staying in touch with me. Don't send me any more anti-McCain or anti-Obama stuff. And it just doesn't work, and it just fills up my mailbox. So anyway, but I don't know if anybody else is getting those, too, from your friends. I mean, family coming in, just irate. You know, this is one of the things that's kind of concerning me, is that the next president is going to have to pull the country together. And yet, you know, the divisiveness I've seen so far, and the things that are being said from both sides, and the obviously inequality that's being shown for Obama. You know, people are talking about for change. And then you've got McCain talking, you know, constantly, you know, they're hitting him on his associations. You know, but as far as I'm concerned, associations are important. You know, if you've had associations with people and you think that, oh, and it's been going on for a long time, that to me says it's because you condone what they're doing or what they say. So that is important, but it's still, the anger out there is tremendous. Now, talking about anger, I've got anger. I've got anger at a utility company. I'm going to talk about this as soon as we come back. So, but before that, I want to talk about a couple of things that are happening this week that are important. And again, it goes to the elections. This Thursday at 7 o'clock on Channel 11 and Channel 9, both cable and on satellite, we're going to have a candidates forum. That's 6 of the 8 candidates that are running for city council are going to be there in a debate. If you have not seen them or not heard them answer questions that weren't just set questions that they gave themselves, this is the time to do it. Channel 11, Channel 9 at 7 o'clock on Thursday. We're going to talk some more about this. But this is Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Come on back on the other side. We're going to talk about your utility company. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, Russ, good morning.
Good morning.
You're up.
Hey, how you doing today, Carl?
Hey, I'm peachy today, Russ.
The reason why I'm calling today is I was watching the presidential debate the other night, and one of the things that has greatly upset me in this whole thing is that the American people have been allowing Barack Obama to create this class warfare, the poor people against the rich people. And it's really distressing to me because Barack Obama wants to come in and he wants to raise taxes on anybody and everybody making over $250,000 a year. And the problem I have with this is he wants to take 70% of their income away from them just because they are successful. I see that as penalizing somebody for being successful, and that's not the way it should be working here.
Now, wait a minute. Joe Biden said it would be patriotic to pay more taxes, though.
Well, the numbers show that when you cut the taxes on rich people, they pay more money in taxes because they use less of the loopholes, and the money comes in. Reagan proved this.
You know, the fact is that the economy grew a lot under the Bush administration, and, you know, yes, we spent, but the problem is we spent so much. Now, the thing is that when you start taxing people that, you know, that are making over $250,000 a year, which, by the way, you know, some people think that's rich. There's a lot of small businesses out there that make that much, and they take their money back. Instead of paying business taxes, they take it out as personal taxes, because that way they don't get taxed twice. Now, the problem I see is that if you start taxing people heavy, it's not just an income tax that you get from the government, because then the states start taking their whacks too. And you're right, pretty soon, you know, instead of paying, you know, 35%, you're paying 50% or more every year.
Well, the thing they accused Reagan of, they accused Reagan of trickle-down economics. And when you look at Barack Obama's plan, it's trickle-down economics because these rich people have the abilities to make this money up that the government takes from them in taxes. So what happens is you raise their taxes. These are the people that control our goods and services. So what do? They raise the price of goods and services going out. So the places where we shop to get these things that have to raise their prices.
Well, you know,
therefore, that gives us a higher price on the shelf. And the other thing that these companies do is they look at it and go, okay, where can we cut jobs? And so people get let off of their jobs. And that's part of what's wrong with our economy. If, like it was discussed before with this bailout plan, if they took this money and gave it to the American people would bail the economy out because our consumer machine is so huge that if people started spending money again with what they did before, it would pull us out of this and things would be fine.
Well, I think
Barack talks about how he wants to create all these jobs, but all he's going to do is kill jobs.
Well, you know, I see economists on both sides saying things, but I see a lot of the economists are saying is that when you start adding taxes on to people, you know, at a time when there's a recession or there's a problem in the economy, the only thing you're going to do is you're going to make it worse. Now, one of the things Obama did say is that he may have to hold off on making these tax raises, but, you know, it's still, that's part of what he's running on. He's saying that he's going to make cuts for 90% of the people, which of course isn't true. I mean, even his own people say, well, it's really like 85%. And of that group, I think the bottom 20% don't pay any taxes anyway. So, hey, Russ, thanks so much for your phone call. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask what time on the 16th on Thursday on Channel 9 will the candidates be on?
They will be on at 7 p.m.
Okay, I missed out on that.
Right, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. Plus, on Friday for our Anderson listeners, we're also going to have their city council members also are going to be on for their forum at 7 o'clock Friday night.
Okay. I also wanted to mention a website, if I might, for those that want to get information on the candidates.
Sure.
It's the Schwartz Report, and it's spelled S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, Schwartz Report. .org, and it gives you information on some of Barack Obama's Marxist connections and pretty interesting quotes from Alan Keyes, Max Friedman, Cliff Kincaid, and I just think it's for people that want to get the facts and see who this man has been influenced by in the past. They need to check out the SchwartzReport.org. We know that McCain was held prisoner of the communists from 1967 to 1973 in Vietnam, and so he knows what what he's been up against, and it just would be very much of an eye-opener for listeners to check out the Schwartz Report and see Barack Obama's connections there.
Okay, Donna. Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Fine. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And also, Carl is going to be moderating on Thursday and Friday night.
That's so right. I will be trying to maintain order in that group of council candidates, you know, and that should be really interesting. Now, let's talk about, we got something here. All right. We talked about your utility company giving money to a proposition. And this started again, you know, again, I've just talked about how I get emails. Well, this came in an email. And it said PG&E has just given $250,000 to the people that are supporting the battle against Proposition 8, which is the making marriage between a man and a woman, putting that in, that PG&E, our utility company, gave $250,000 to the forces that are opposing that. So I sent them an email. I sent it to the president, and I sent it to their head of their media. And the reason I do that is I'm not just going to put something on the radio unless I check it. So I didn't get any answer. So I waited a week, and I sent another one. And I waited a week and nothing. So Friday, I called them and just said, look, told them who I was. I'm going on the radio with this Monday. You want to comment on it? Or shall I just put down you're not even going to comment on it? And I got an answer back. They called back. And sure enough, North State, PG&E has given $250,000 to the opponents of Proposition 8. And the way they explained it was, well, you know, the stockholders voted on this and that we're for diversity. You know, our customers are diverse. And I'm sure they are. I mean, it's got to be because you've got a monopoly, PG&E. So you've got all the customers. But you've got customers on the other side that are really, supporting Proposition 8. So if you're going to be fair, why don't you give $250,000 of our money that we pay that you keep raising the rates on? If you're going to give it to the opponents of Proposition 8, why don't you give it to the proponents of Proposition 8? I don't understand this. And so I'm going to try and get them on the phone sometime so they can explain why they're giving the money that they are extorting from us with the cost of energy of what they're doing. And they're giving it for, and they're involving themselves in the politics of this, of something like this. You know, if you want to get into something that says, we're going to tear down all the electric, you know, Proposition 46 says we're going to try, you know, tear down all the overhead cables, you know, power lines. Okay, get into that one, PG&E.
Make it more green.
Yeah, make it more green. You know, get into that. But to get into something like this that enters the households of all your customers and only supporting one side, this is exactly what I mean by, you know, unfairness here. I mean, they're taking money that I give them and they're giving it to this group of people. I mean, no matter how I feel about it, and if they gave it to the other side, I'd still be talking about it. But these are people that are fighting against Proposition 8, and this utility company, PG&E, is going for it, is giving them money.
Again, Proposition 8?
Is the one that says, you know, that marriage is between a man and a woman. Essentially what it does is it cuts out gay marriage, which has started here in California in the last few months.
This has nothing to do with...
If this offends you, if this really kind of bothers you, why don't you just give us a call here, 221-1402. This is Carl Bowden, Free Fire Radio, here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hey, I just had to call. I heard that Irish guy call up and compliment you on your show, and I've got to ditto that. It was great, Linda. I was so impressed. I would love to see you perform in this area again, you know, Cascade or something big like that. I just, what a wonderful show you put on, and I encourage you and anyone involved to do it again.
Well, thank you, Sharon, and I promise North State I did not pay these people.
I'm sure.
There's no trade here. I didn't pay them to call up and give me some wonderful strokes, but you know what? They're welcome, and thank you so much, Sharon.
Well, you're welcome. Now, the other reason I called is, Carl, thank you so much for mentioning the forums again, and... I am producing that show, and I'm so looking forward to both the forums, the Reading and the Anderson forums, are going to be fun and entertaining and informative for the public. And I would like to encourage everyone, if they have any questions, to go to Reading Forum at accessreading.org or Anderson Forum at accessreading.org and send in your questions. We're hoping to get as many community questions answered as we can.
Yeah, these are also on my website, freefireradio.com. So if you go up there, you can just click on it and send an email to them that way.
Right. And, you know, this for people who don't know, I just wanted to put in a little plug for the Community Access Channel 11. A lot of people don't know that that is a channel for the community. And this is, you know, a live show broadcast from our own Community Access studio. It's going to be great. And I encourage people, if they're interested in getting involved in their Community Access station, to call the station or look up their website, readingaccess.org, and get involved. And maybe next year they can be a part of something.
Like well, I tell you, this is going to be live, this media. This forum.
Yeah, you're going to be on the hot spot.
It's going to be, when I say live, it's live. So this is a good chance for you to watch the people you're going to vote for. How are they going to react on their feet? Can they talk? Can they think and talk at the same time? You know, to me, that's pretty important.
Right.
That they have a chance when something comes up fast and hot that they have to answer it. Sharon, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carl. Thank you very much to both of you.
You bet.
All right. Bye. See you Wednesday.
Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're peachy.
Say, I wanted to talk about the economy a little bit.
Fire away.
There's something that I think most of the people don't understand. First of all, the federal government is spending, they just allocated $800 billion, which I can't even picture that much money.
Well, let me see. I think a billion days ago that men were stone men, were walking on the earth.
Well, I think it goes back further than that, but nevertheless, what they're doing is they're spending projected money, money they don't have, and the city and the state and the city and the county all do the same thing. They spend projected money. It seems to me like they should spend the money they've got, they know they've got, in the rears rather than the future. You know, there was a saying that somebody made here some time back that the United States government was created by geniuses and ruled by idiots.
Well, I can. I think there's not going to be too many people that aren't going to jump on that one, you know, and agree.
Well, the point is that they're going to have to realize that when you spend money, the government has to get it from someplace. Now, this is not Democratic or Republican. Either party that runs a government that's this much in debt will have to raise taxes, Democrat or Republican, or they're going to have to print more money. We have a choice of either paying more taxes or having extremely high inflation.
Well, but Henry, I think too, and I've only got a couple seconds here. It's not just raising taxes or printing more money. I think a integral part of this, the cornerstone of the next administration, is cut cost. I have not heard one of them say, I am going to shrink the government size by 5%.
I agree.
And you've got to start that way. You have got to say, what do we need in our country, in America, to take care of America? And you know what? Just like a budget at home, here's the top 10 priorities. And guess what? If AIDS in Africa in that top 10, it gets cut. If walking on Mars from NASA isn't in that top 10, it gets cut. I'm not saying wipe it off, but just cut it and cut it and cut it and cut it. And cut the size of the government. It's grown like a field of toadstools.
I agree 100%. And, you know, you were in the service as I was. I'm sure you've sat on a $40 toilet seat.
There's been times I've sat on no toilet seat, Henry.
Well, both of us. But, you know,
I know what you mean.
You were stateside, you did sit on that and probably swung a $90 hammer, so.
Hey, Henry, thank you so much for your phone call.
You bet. Bye.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. The phone lines are filled up again. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side. So much can happen in a year. Hey, this is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I have no idea what that one was, but let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Hello, Carl. Hey, I just wanted to jump back to the Prop 8 issue about gay marriage.
Hey, jump on that one.
You know, it's not just a change on the Constitution. Basically, if we don't pass this proposition, it's going to have gay marriage taught in schools where we can't do anything about it. You know, the state education code requires that teachers instruct children as young as kindergartens about marriage, and if we do not pass this, it will be taught in schools. We won't have any choice about it. So,
well, I think, don't proponents of this say, hey, you know, so what? This is, you know, what goes on in somebody's house, that's up to them. The government shouldn't get into it.
Well, we got to remember that, you know, as they say, you hate the sin but not the sinner. Tolerance does not mean allowance. It just doesn't happen. You can't afford that.
That's a good point. Tolerance does not mean allowance. Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We got some things going on this weekend or some other things coming up, Linda?
Freedom Festival Saturday. I want all of our listeners to come out. It is going to be a tribute to the veterans beginning at 5 o'clock out at the convention center. Think just like it was the 4th of July, the McConnell Foundation, all those fireworks that weren't set off on July 4th are going to be set off on Saturday evening. And there'll be bands. There'll be We Are One, Enterprise, Talent. So come at 5, get your seats. There's going to be a veterans booth, and Carl and I are going to be emceeing for the evening. And so come
join us.
All
types of vendors there.
Yeah, food, hot dog. And in fact, this is sometimes for some of these vendors their yearly fundraiser.
That's right. Okay, so come out and join us. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, of course, this week. There's a number of things going on the 18th, too, besides that happened earlier in the day. But we're going to be talking about that. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, we're pretty good here. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thank you. And I wanted to thank you for the advocacy on the situation with Proposition 8 and the PG&E.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing on that, and we've only got a minute left here, is that, you know, if you're going to support something, you're using our funds. We don't have a chance to say anything. It's kind of like unions. They take their union dues, and then they put their money into one candidate or the other.
Absolutely.
You don't have any choice in it, but they force us to pay them.
Well, there's two parts of that, too. First of all, they're not a private corporation. They're a public utility.
Right.
And they're supporting legislation that is non-business related.
Right.
And there's no question in my mind there should be a censorship of this type of participation by the Public Utilities Commission that controls them.
And yet
people
you don't
are
see
trying
it.
To cast Prop 8 as some kind of an anti-gay thing. It's not really anti-gay. It's pro-family and pro-marriage. And PG&E is totally out of line and needs to be reined in.
Well, I'm, like I said, I'm trying to get them on the phone so they can explain it to us, and I'm going to keep trying. When I get off the radio today, we're going to be going after them.
Well, once again, I'm going to point out the best way to get through to them is contact the Public Utilities Commission.
And you know what? We're going to put the Public Utilities Commission's phone numbers and email addresses on our website today or tomorrow on Free Fire Radio. And people, come on, visit that website. There's a lot of information on there on how to get to your representatives, what's going on in the shows in the future. Because as you know, that we're kind of bouncing in and out this month with all the politicians. But we're going to be on Monday, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and of course all the time on Saturdays.
We need to fight for this Proposition 8. It's a necessity. Your last caller said that, you know, the government needs to stay out. The government is involved in the curriculum by endorsing the teaching of prince and prince marrying each other.
Right. Well, without the parents having anything to say about it. Okay, John.
Homosexuality is not a minority. It's a perversion, and it needs to be treated that way.
John, thank you very much for your phone call. Okay. We got just a couple of seconds here. And the like I said, we're going to be on Tuesday. We're going to be on tomorrow, Wednesday. We've got the forum on Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock on channels 7 and 9. And we're going to have be talking about some different propositions this week, all the different propositions, so we can get everybody's ideas on this. And this is Carl Bott here from Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Besides, you had to. Your number one source for news and information.